What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Homeland Chief Kirstjen Nielsen coming on out and stating unequivocally the Russians interfered with the 2016 election, but no actual votes were changed, which I think would be insulting to the Russians were it actually true. But again, more Russia bashing. Russia's attempts are a direct threat to the nation's democracy. And she made a statement 2 years ago, as we all know, a foreign power launched a brazen, multifaceted influence campaign to undermine public faith in our democratic process and to distort our presidential election. So now they're blaming Russia for the fact that Americans have doubts that our elections are honest. Americans have doubts that our election system is honest because of the DNC's stealing the nomination from Bernie Sanders. Americans have doubts about the honesty of our elections because of all the times we have seen voting precincts where there are more votes than voters. They're concerned about the integrity of our elections because of all the illegal immigrants who are being encouraged to vote even though they're not legally entitled to. We have a crooked election system. The Russians had nothing to do with it. The politicians destroyed the credibility of the election system by using it to cheat their way into power and to stay there. So Kirstjen is projecting. Now, Noam Chomsky has a slightly different view. He says that Israel's intervention in U.S. elections vastly overwhelms anything Russia might have done. And basically says Israel brazenly interferes in the U.S. electoral politics. They've got AIPAC. They've got control of the media. And Noam Chomsky is saying, if you want to know somebody who's messing with our internal politics, you look at Israel. Even the New York Times ran an article earlier this year pointing out that Russia isn't the only one meddling in elections. The United States does it too. They were actually honest enough to come on out and talk about, you know, bags of cash delivered to a Rome hotel for favored Italian candidates, scandalous stories leaked to foreign newspapers to swing an election in Nicaragua, which is probably what tripped off the violence going on down there, posters and stickers printed to defeat an incumbent in Serbia. No, it's not Vladimir Putin. It's the United States' history of intervention in foreign elections. Another article came out of Tablet magazine asking if Israel hacked the Zimbabwe elections. Apparently, the Zimbabweans seem to think so. And don't forget, back in 2006, there was a recording of Hillary Clinton suggesting rigging the Palestinian elections. So, yeah. That's the reality of what's going on out there. Elections are rigged, and our election system is designed to facilitate and conceal election rigging. And we need an election system that makes rigging very hard to do and very easy to discover, which is why I wrote that article that's on my page underneath my face here. Now, as we've mentioned before, members of Congress get their medications delivered to them right in the Capitol building. And apparently over at Grubbs Pharmacy, Dr. Michael Kim basically was interviewed for Stat News, and he said the meds that we're delivering in large volume to Congress, this is some serious medication, and basically indicates the lawmakers are dealing with some pretty serious health problems that can affect their mental faculties. And he says, at first it's cool, and then you realize I'm filling some drugs for people, and these are people running the country. And apparently diabetes, Alzheimer's. And he said, they're making the highest laws of the land, and they might not even remember what happened yesterday. So, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, 51% of Democrat voters want communism in America. Yes, comrade, the Democrats are out for communism. forgetting that communism didn't work out all that well over in the Soviet Union. So let's talk about the economic news here. The total shortfall in the U.S. pension system now stands at $5 trillion. That's the size of Japan's entire economy. And state and local pension plans in the U.S. have less than three quarters of the money they need to meet their promised payouts. This is the lowest level since at least 2001. So what are they recommending? Well, government has to increase taxes or convince pensioners to take less than they were promised or divert funds from elsewhere, like maybe the Pentagon budget. I mean, if the Pentagon could just find all that money they lost, that would cover the pension shortfall. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Over in Iran, the economy is in serious trouble under the pressure of the already in place and soon to arrive U.S. sanctions. And Iranians are closing their shops and market stalls. And they're starting to protest, which is exactly what the United States wants. Probably another takedown from within so they don't have to invade. Iran's elite guard is urging that drastic actions be taken to halt the Rial's death spiral. And apparently they just published a confrontational statement addressed to President Rouhani, urging him to prop up the falling Rial ahead of U.S. sanctions implementation. So are we looking at a coup d'etat? We might well be. And we know the U.S. was talking about it just a month or so ago, and the U.S. has done it twice before. When they brought down Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953, and then they tried to bring down Iran again in 2009, that one they failed at. So they're back trying again, mucking about with other people's countries. Now, a lot of people are starting to look at BRICS, which is transforming now from merely being an economic confederation, if you will, to starting to emerge as a political force of its own. And it is obviously at opposites with the U.S. economic war on Iran. And the takeaway from the BRICS summit in Johannesburg is that the players strongly condemn unilateralism and protectionism. And so the question is, what are they going to do about it? Could they, in fact, start doing business with Iran and overcome the sanctions? Now, Tehran is saying that Trump is wrong to expect the Saudis to cover the loss of the Iran oil supply, because obviously when the sanctions go on in, Iran stops shipping oil, at least to the Western world. India may go on buying it. But apparently it's 2.5 million barrels of oil per day in Iranian exports. And they're doing it because they're absolutely convinced that Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations will just ramp up production to keep the oil and gas flowing. And Tehran says what's going to happen is these other oil-producing nations are going to take advantage of the situation. They're going to ramp the price up. So you will be feeling the pain of Trump's sanctions at the gas pump. Up in Ontario, they were trying the experiment of universal basic income, and they had a pilot program, and they've now called it off because it was unsustainable and quite expensive. Yeah. Where do you get the money to just hand it to people? So, needless to say, it was a liberal government that put in that program. A stepping stone to communism, which, again, according to Rasmussen, that's what 51% of Democrats in this country want. They want communism. article coming on out of Investment Watch blog, the number of Americans living in their vehicles is literally exploding as the middle class continues to disappear. This has become a major problem, and it's an embarrassment to a nation that is trying to portray itself to the world as a modern, advanced, industrialized nation with a healthy economy to see people living in their cars, people with full-time jobs living in their cars, people who work for Amazon and Google and still can't afford rent. The wealth inequality in this nation has reached a dangerous level. That's the reality. Now, police sources in Spain are warning that there are 50,000 migrants waiting in Morocco to break into Spain. And some of them are coming over by boat. Some are trying to come across the border. There was that story that we had, I think it was last week, where migrants basically crashed the gate between Morocco and Spain using homemade flamethrowers, flinging poo. It's out of control. What the globalists have done is just horrible. Now, an opposition leader in Spain is basically saying that Spain has become the new center of the migrant crisis, and conservative Popular Party leader Pablo Casado is blaming the socialist government for accepting the migrant rescue boat Aquarius, which Italy had turned away because that started it. Can't go to Italy, we're going to go to Spain. And Pablo is saying Spain can't absorb millions of Africans. And they really can't. Europe can't absorb all these people. It's strained the economy. It's caused social upheaval. It's brought all kinds of crime and previously eradicated diseases. This is a disaster. But that French non-governmental organization that was at the heart of that diplomatic row over migration said that nothing will stop it from rescuing migrants from the Mediterranean. And their ship is resuming its mission off the Libyan coast. Now, the ship is called the Aquarius. It's chartered by French aid group SOS Mediterranee. Was due to leave the southern port of Marseille later Wednesday, nearly 2 months after Italy and Malta refused to let it dock with 630 migrants on board. So this is literally a fight between the globalists and the nationalists. Right now, up in Germany, one out of every four German residents now has a migrant background. This is a record high. And apparently in Germany, a cleaning lady received a fine of 1,650 euros for criticizing the country's asylum policy on Facebook. So there's a clue right now that the New World Order, among other things, will not respect freedom of speech. You're not allowed to criticize the New World Order. You're not allowed to criticize the refugee policy. You'll be fined. You'll be punished. Dissent is now criminalized in Germany. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Over in Calais, migrants smash through a car window and attack a woman with makeshift wooden weapons. And apparently these two women were driving through Calais, and they ran into a mob of asylum seekers who attacked the car, smashed through the car window, and attacked them with sticks. Now, five or six of the migrants who were heavily intoxicated from alcohol, which means they're not really devout Muslims, had reportedly been stumbling around the area insulting locals. I guess this is what they mean by cultural diversity here. Now, the Cato Institute, which is a think tank partially funded by the Koch brothers, is now saying, it's time for the U.S. to have open borders. And they're advocating for full open borders to the United States of America in an op-ed for USA Today. says the U.S. has nothing to fear and much to gain from open borders. And Americans should forget about putting a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to stop illegal immigration, then proceeds to make a huge number of completely bogus claims about how illegal immigrants aren't contributing to the rise in crime, about how illegal immigrants are contributing to our society. They're really pushing this agenda as hard as they can. Now, remember that Rasmussen poll of Democrats where 51% of the Democrats want communism in America? Apparently, 54% of Democrats say illegal aliens should be given the right to vote. And we know that the Democrats are literally counting on illegal immigrant votes to prevail in November, because in states like California, where you're registered to vote when you get your driver's license, nobody's checking. Nobody is checking. They say it's racist to ask somebody's immigration status. It isn't racist. Illegal isn't a race. Right now, there are estimated 12 million illegal aliens residing in the United States, and the Democrats want them to be able to vote. Well, who are they going to vote for? Well, they're going to vote for the Democrats. The Democrats are our friends. The Democrats open up the borders. The Democrats are taking stuff away from the Americans, and they're giving it to us. Bread and circuses time. Now, getting on back to Hawaii's Senator Mazie Hirono, she was basically in an exchange with ICE Executive Associate Director Matthew Albence before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And again, talking about these parents being separated from the children and held in detention, you know, and why are you doing that? And Albence told Mazie Hirono, again, I think we're missing the point. These individuals are there because they've broken a law. And Hirono interrupted, insisting that the illegal immigrants being held in the detention centers have broken a law only as deemed so by President Donald Trump. And Albence came on back to them saying, no, you're wrong. They are there for violation of Title VIII of the U.S. Nationality Act. Okay, USC 1325. That's illegal entry is a criminal and civil violation. And those people in the detention centers are pending the outcome of the civil immigration process. They have broken the law. And Mazie Hirono finally admitted she was confused. This is a senior member of a Senate committee in charge of immigration legislation, and she doesn't know the immigration law. That is a stunner. That is just a stunner. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, you were talking about Joe Biden as the candidate for next time. One thing about Biden, he's a good debater. I remember when he debated against Paul Ryan and he killed him. You know, so he.
Yep.
Hillary is not a good. She's horrible at everything, basically. All she is calling in favors and identity, and she can take a picture of herself, and she can stand there and hug a black man and say whatever that's supposed to say to everybody. I don't know. But Hillary Clinton,
Hillary may be out. I mean, I know she was thinking about it, and there was the news where she was thinking about throwing her hat in the ring. Then that was followed by another very strange story where Hillary was being advised not to run in 2020 for the sake of her family, implying not to put them through that stress of another campaign season. And I wondered at the time if somebody was sending a message to Hillary that it was time for her to butt on out, because we haven't heard anything more about Hillary running in 2020 since then. Anyway, Don, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about immigration issues. Now, as you know, there has been this so-called Occupy ICE movement. And the occupiers, if you will, behaved very rudely, very violently. When they finally left their camp, they just left everything behind, including human waste. It cost something like $300,000 to get it cleaned on up. But now a union representing agents of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement has accused the Portland, Oregon's mayor of ordering his police force to deny help when they were dealing with the violent demonstrators occupying their offices. And apparently ICE employees inside their offices, alarmed by the violence, made two 911 calls that the police did not respond to. So, all corrupted. Whoops. My talking points just went away. Oh, there they are. Okay. Over in France, as you know, Macron is dealing with a population that is also very upset with open borders. And they've seized as a handle, if you will, this scandal involving Macron's former security aide, Alexandre Benalla, who's under formal investigation for violent acts and interfering in the work of public services. There are also rumors floating around that Macron and Benalla were lovers. And there was talk about having a no-confidence motion, but the lower house in France has now rejected that. But this is going to haunt Macron for as long as he's in his office. Okay, over in Denver, a little bit of a tragedy. There was this gentleman, Richard Gary Black. He's 73 years old, Vietnam veteran. And about 1 in the morning, there were intruders that came into the home, one of whom threatened his grandson. And so this Richard Black, who's a decorated veteran, shot the intruder. Now, at that point, the police came on in and, seeing Black holding a gun, shot and killed him. Very dicey calling the police. They don't check their targets. I mean, where is the drop your gun or I'll shoot? That didn't happen. They came on in, they saw the gun, they pulled the trigger. Now, today was supposed to be the first day you could download the data files for 3D gun printing, but it's back on hold again. A federal judge in Seattle has granted a temporary restraining order, and so DEFCAD has now basically had to pull all those files, which I don't think is really going to change anything. The files are already out there on the internet somewhere. I'm sure they're being traded on the dark web for people who are into such things. But again, this is a violation, not just of the First Amendment regarding the data files themselves, but our Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms, even if we make them ourselves. And I understand where the gun grabbers are coming from. They're afraid. They understand the American people have just about reached the limit of their patience. Now, over in Great Britain, Tommy Robinson has been released from 2 months of solitary confinement. He looked terrible. He suffered greatly in there. He's the founder of the English Defense League. And apparently, the court quashed his conviction for contempt of court. They're going to order a new trial. But apparently, the court was looking at the matter and said there were some procedural flaws. The conviction is quashed, and he's been released. So a little bit of a victory there. Meanwhile, over at the Ecuadorian embassy, there talk that Assange may be leaving the Ecuadorian embassy very soon, and the issue appears to be his deteriorating health. Apparently, he has not been doing very well. They need to take him to a hospital. Ecuador is still trying to make sure that he's not going to be maltreated after that. Now that charge against him, that sexual assault charge, was dropped, turned out to be made on up. But the U.S. wants Assange. He embarrassed them tremendously. Britain is an ally. Now, supposedly, according to that world court that we quoted the other day, countries that grant asylum in their embassies are obligated to provide a safe passage out of the embassy for the people who are the asylumees, or the people being given asylum. Otherwise, what's the point? As soon as they step outside, they're grabbed. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our program. We're going to take a phone call from Tony in Puerto Rico. Tony, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Listen, I don't want to put you on the pressure cooker. I know you're not Aristotle, but do you believe there's life in the universe similar to ours or more advanced? If they are more advanced, why haven't we or they contacted us?
I'm absolutely convinced there's life elsewhere in the universe. I know for a fact that there is on Mars. I think we may be beneath their notice because civilizations tend to evolve right alongside their technology. And assuming that there is a way around the speed of light barrier, they may just whiz on by and find us uninteresting. When you drive down the freeway in your car, do you stop and visit every single anthill?
I mean,
that's the kind of a gulf that we're talking about between a spacefaring race and our current level of civilization. Now, the other issue is that it may turn out that the speed of light is unbreakable, and the theories of warp drives and wormholes and all the rest of it are just pleasant science fiction, in which case the only way we're going to know those other civilizations are out there is to eavesdrop on their equivalent of radio and TV broadcasting, which is a big part of what China built that fast radio telescope to do. So that may work. I had a different idea of trying to listen for the emanations from alternating current power systems, but I'm up against a problem with that because radiative power increases with frequency. And when you're down at those very low frequencies, it's not very, very strong. As far as whether the life will be like us or not, I seriously doubt it. We are the end result of billions of years of accident and chance adapting to our environment. And other life forms are going to adapt to their environment. There were so many different branches of life. It's almost a matter of luck that our intelligent civilization came out of our particular branch of the animal kingdom. I mean, had it not been for the Chicxulub meteor, the dinosaurs might have become the intelligent dominant species on this planet.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Okay. Now, a little bit of good news for those of you in New York who like to indulge. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announced that his office will no longer prosecute most charges for the use or possession of marijuana. Starting as of today, prosecutors will not file charges for such offenses committed in New York City. So, light them up. Have one for me. Over in Greece, they're still dealing with their wildfires. Everybody seems to have wildfires right now. Greece is still insisting it was set by arsonists. And basically, it's being called the deadliest in a century. The death toll has hit 91. Most of these people died in the fire. Others leapt into the ocean and drowned there. So it is a mess. Like those poor people of Greece have not already suffered enough under the European Union. Now, this story really bothers me. Apparently, there are these signs being put up near schools, and apparently one was put up around Willamette Primary School, and Hal Turner says they're popping up all over the country. And it's basically a sign that says, "Pedophiles are people too." And it shows an adult figure with a red heart and a little tiny kid with a red heart holding hands. And one thing that struck a lot of people was the background is rainbow and looks remarkably like the gay pride flag. Now, the LGBT community is already trying to distance themselves from this, as well they should, because this could trigger a backlash. You know, one step too far and everybody's going to say, we've got to get rid of all these preverts. And I'm sorry, I'm willing to be accepting of what consenting adults do. But I draw the line at kids. I'm sorry, I draw the line at kids. We're talking children who are not really old enough to understand what sex is. And when you force that on them, you're stealing their innocence. They stop being a child at that point. They're forced to grow up way too soon. In our society, children are already being forced to grow up sooner than they should, led on by mass media, you know, in the rush to just, you know, turn them into consumers as quickly as possible and get more money out of them. The trip from childhood to adulthood is a one-way trip. You don't get to turn around and go back. You don't get to go back to believing there's a Santa Claus and an Easter Bunny. I think children should be allowed to be children for just as long as they can. They'll be adults eventually. It happens to us all. So, apparently this social justice issue is now getting into the world of comic books. And there was this article that came on out from 12160 about how superheroes are promoting LGBTQ tripe instead of fighting crime. And they list a few examples. Thor, now this is not in the movies, these are in the comic books. Thor was briefly reborn as his former girlfriend, Jane Foster, but that provoked a huge reader backlash, and so he was switched back. Meanwhile, Thor's brother, Loki, the god of mischief, is sometimes depicted as a woman with bisexual tendencies, which is a betrayal of the character's mythology. He was a manly man in the Norse mythology here. In the Gotham City Sirens, the supervillains Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, and Catwoman are also being portrayed today as bisexual, expressing romantic feelings toward each other, despite their famous heterosexual relations with Batman and the Joker. Now, Batwoman, not Batgirl, is a lesbian in an open relationship with Gotham City cop Renee Montoya. Now, this basically is setting the stage for the Supergirl program, which is going to introduce the transgender superhero Dreamer. This is coming out in the fall. And it's all causing readership to drop with all this social experimentation with characters that they've grown up knowing to be a certain way. And this gets me to Doctor Who. Because, as you know, this fall, we're going to have the first female Doctor Who. Now, I don't have a problem with it. Claire doesn't have a problem with it. But I am predicting there will be a Whovian backlash to some extent. And I notice BBC is advertising this like crazy. They're trying to sell the idea, get everybody used to the idea. But I think there's going to be a backlash. There'll be an audience drop. And by the way, because I had absolutely nothing else to watch on TV the other day, I finally got to see the feminized Ghostbusters. You know, the remake with the all-girl cast. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. It seems like, you know, they didn't really have a script. The only real justification to make Ghostbusters with an all-female cast was to make Ghostbusters with an all-female cast. That's a bad business model here. Now, if they'd made the original one with an all-female cast, it still would have been a huge success because that was a well-made movie. It had a good script. Which brings us to the plastic straws. I mean, we're living in a country where men can go use the ladies' room if they want, and our superheroes are LGBTQ now. We're seeing posters saying pedophiles are people too. All over our cities, but by golly, they're getting rid of those plastic straws. And they're going to do it with teeth here. Apparently, out in Santa Barbara, California, they have a new ban on plastic straws that brings sizable punishments. If you violate Santa Barbara's plastic straw ban, you can go to jail for up to 6 months and a fine of $1,000 per violation. Now, a couple of things about this. One, this is yet another pointless distraction to get Americans talking about plastic straws when we should be talking about the war in Yemen. And the other thing is, it's something the government can do to make it look like they're doing something in the face of their utter impotence to do anything about the problems that really affect our lives, like the economy, the crumbling infrastructure, the decline of the middle class. They can't fix any of that. You know, we can't do anything about people who've got full-time jobs who still have to live in their cars, but by golly, we're going to get those plastic straws. We'll show you. We're good government. We're getting those plastic straws here. Okay, over at Microsoft, and by the way, I could use a few phone calls because in the absence of a lot of phone calls, I'm getting to the end of my talking points here. Microsoft, and we knew this was coming, Microsoft is launching a paid monthly subscription service to keep users' Windows 10 machines running as they should. No more free automatic updates. You're going to pay for the operating system. You're going to subscribe to the operating system month to month to month. This is similar to the launch of Office 365, which replaced the one-time purchase of Microsoft Word with a rolling monthly subscription. I am absolutely opposed to this business model. It's obviously being done for no other reason than to make Microsoft more money than it already has, which is considerable. And basically, at a time when our economy is seriously in trouble, that subscription model can actually be the death knell for businesses. And I'll give you an example here. Focusing on what really happened and the radio show. I haven't done any visual effects or animation work for some months now. Okay. But the software is still on the machine, where if somebody were to call, I could fire it on up and get some work done. But if I were on a monthly subscription and I didn't have the money to pay the monthly subscription, I can't put the company into hibernation because of those subscriptions. This is a bad idea. It is a very, very bad idea. What it's going to do ultimately is drive people in other directions. Now, Windows 10 is being forced on us all, even though it's a terrible operating system. I'm still trying to learn it, and I absolutely loathe it. But as far as Office 365 is concerned, go to open source. Go to Open Office. It does everything that you're going to need. Office 365 has got a lot of bells and whistles in there most people never use. So go to Open Office. It's free. And it's got everything that most people are going to need. Now, as I mentioned before, there is a war on for control of America's mind here. And apparently during a recent appearance on Bloomberg, Council on Foreign Relations President Richard Haass lamented on the destruction of international institutions and the lack of oversight to rein in the anarchy on the internet. And he's basically saying the internet has become the Wild West. So they're pushing for some kind of censorship. First Amendment be gosh darned here. And apparently Senate Democrats are circulating plans for a government takeover of the internet. This is coming from Reason Roundup. And this leaked memo circulating among Senate Democrats contains a host of totally outrageous authoritarian proposals to regulate digital platforms, purportedly as a way to get tough on Russian bots and fake news, to save Americans' trust in our institutions, democracy, free press, and markets. Well, Americans have lost trust in our institutions, democracy, free press, and mistakes, and markets because of the behavior of the institutions, the democracy, the free press, and the markets. But they're looking for a scapegoat. They're realizing if they don't impose a monopoly on the propaganda machine on the American people, they're going to lose. The American people are, in fact, waking up. So this is a very alarming development out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I still recall the first gay pride parade that was nationally broadcast on television news. I believe it was on CNN, and I think it was the summer of 1986, and I believe it was in San Francisco. But even the reporter on the scene cringed because a lot of the participants were in S&M outfits, you know, lots of leather and chains,
yep.
And there were a lot of fat old men leading around young boys who were crawling on all fours, leading them on dog leashes and collars. And the fact is, when you find public acceptance of homosexuality, pedophilia will follow. The thing about Russia, I wanted to mention, Harvey Fierstein wrote an article to the New York Times accusing Russia of having anti-gay laws, but a gay lawyer who was fluent in Russian language as well did an analysis of that and found that the only laws that Russia had that would affect that situation were they have laws preventing, that say it's illegal to present sexual material to children. It doesn't specify hetero or homosexual, which is what they're really all upset about.
I think that's a common sense law. I really do. I really do. And I've seen some of the videos of the gay pride parades, and it's like they're out there to intentionally shock and upset people, and that's not a good way to build public support. The one about
Bill Maher,
old men leading around little children on dog chains, that one I find absolutely disgusting.
Right. Bill Maher said something on this issue once about, well, we had we saw a public acceptance of homosexuality in antiquity, in Greek and Roman culture. But the fact is, when you start it, if you read, you know, the historical references, when you read about that, the public acceptance of homosexuality was concomitant with those civilizations' decline. Nowadays, unfortunately, we have endocrine disruptors, and I would say that Western nations have got and Japan probably too, have got a double dose of endocrine disruptors, and that's one big reason that immigration's a problem, because Africa and Arabia and Mexico, I would say, most definitely have not got these. And Ahmadinejad said they didn't have homosexuals in Iran. Well,
James.
Okay.
I got to put you on hold.
I hear it.
I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio, or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with James in Ohio, and we're talking about the possible impact of chemicals on our gender identity. We brought this subject up before, when somebody put together a list of all the chemicals we're exposed to that potentially could be having these kind of effects on us. Like the omnipresent radio radiation in the air, the sum total of it should be an area of concern because it's always increasing. And looking at just all of these different chemicals in our food, in our cleaning products, it's an issue. But again, nobody wants to fund research to look into this as long as it's making money.
Yeah, what I was saying before the break, Ahmadinejad said they didn't have gays in Iran in the numbers that they did in the West, and everybody laughed. But if they weren't eating Western diets with plastic bottles and plastic tin can linings with a lot of endocrine disruptors in them, he's most likely right. But you'll see that change if they begin to adopt more Western diet items. But anyway, so that's one reason immigration's a problem, because the males in the West are somewhat feminized, because it's like pregnant mothers are basically taking the equivalent of birth control pills, and it wounds the neuropsychological development in the womb. And women who have been exposed in the womb to endocrine disruptors become more promiscuous, and so, you know, we just don't have the wherewithal to resist. It's like the immigrants are an invasive species. They have no natural predators, therefore they take over everything. That's the way I
Well, that's a rather interesting way of putting it here. But yeah, it is a real problem. The world is being steered in an absolutely dangerous direction, and I know it's this dream of a one planet, one government, one private central bank, where we're all going to stand around, hug each other, and sing Kumbaya. It's not working out, though. Right. We're leading to a situation where there's already rioting in the streets all across Europe. There's rioting in the streets of America. And it all goes back to a basic failing of the liberal philosophy. The liberals actually believe that they can change human nature just by changing the environment. And you can't. Human nature is what it is. It's the result of a million years of evolution.
Well, it comes down to the idea that the people in power, the best way for them to stay in power is to destroy, and to fight them you have to create. And creating takes a lot more time and effort. So, but that's all I have for you. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we've got another caller waiting on the line, but we're going to wait for that until after station identification, which is going to be coming up real briefly. Apparently over in Texas, the Senate just voted to say no to boys entering the girls' bathroom, showers, and changing rooms at schools across the state. It was a 21-10 vote down along party lines. So here you have the Democrats voting to let boys see your daughters in the showers. Think about that. We'll be back after station identification.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.